In the last 13 years, more than 24 schools have permanently closed their doors in rural communities across the state. Most are still sitting empty. The schools had to shut down after villages lost too many school-aged kids to meet state requirements. That's the case for the school in Rampart, which closed in 2000. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's one of four buildings the state is looking to move, refurbish, or demolish.
Rampart is home to about 10 year-round residents. The village sits on the bank of the Yukon River, about 100 miles northwest of Fairbanks. The old school has been abandoned on state land for a decade. Desiree Anden is a grant writer for the Rampart Village Council. She's working on a proposal that would transfer the land and the school from the state to the village.
I have a few ideas. It could be the new community tribal hall where we can have potlatches and cultural gatherings. It could be a community center. It could be a youth center where we can have computers and printers and internet access. We can have a small store. Currently, there is no store in Rampart at all.
It's far too expensive for the village to buy the building and then move it. The school in Rampart was built in 1982. Anden says the 6,300 square foot structure has definitely seen better days.
Well, it's in pretty bad shape. It's, I guess there is a few fuel spills that have to be cleaned up. There's a few broken windows, yeah. And if we were to refurbish it, we'd have to, you know, completely redo the insulation and a lot of work into it.
Anden says refurbishing the building is cheaper than building something new. Rampart isn't the only abandoned school that's become a state concern.
One of the communities that we have heard from on a fairly regular basis is the community of Tetetuliac.
That's Sam Keto. He's the school facilities engineer for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development.
They have a new school. Their old school was excessed, and the state of Alaska has become the owner of the facility. The community is concerned about the facility being an attractive nuisance, I guess, for people in the community. They're worried about the potential of fire in the building that might impact other buildings nearby.
Aside from buildings in Rampart and Tuntutuliak, the state is also looking at ways to dispose of or reuse two other structures in Newtok and Tulida. The state doesn't run or maintain school facilities. When public schools close, the Department of Education does have a process in place to make the buildings available to other state agencies, municipal governments, or nonprofit organizations. Only one other village has requested a land transfer from the state. In 2003, Birch Creek considered the idea but was unsuccessful. Keto says the process of acquiring and repurposing old village schools doesn't have a high success rate.
I think success can be termed relative. There is one location where the facility and the land were transferred to the municipal government, and the municipal government operated the old school as a community building, and that was in Elam. What they've indicated to us is that it is very expensive to operate the building, so it's been marginally successful for them.
The communities of Koyuk and Bettles have also taken responsibility for old school buildings, but in both cases, the doors remain closed. A number of rural schools in Alaska were constructed by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in the 1950s and 60s, but Keto says he doesn't know of any historic structures. He says as rural communities contract, his department will continue to work with the buildings that are left behind.
So it doesn't seem to be an epidemic or a growing concern. It's just one of those things that I think we're going to have to deal with on an occasional basis as it does occur.
Interested parties have until the end of August to submit proposals for the abandoned school in Rampart. Keto says the state is not seeking monetary compensation, but they are looking to make sure proposals are financially feasible. The state will also compare the cost of site remediation and demolition before making a final decision. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.